shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. So true. Amen. We need to wait on the Lord. Are you still an F? Well, when a man is rich with this world's goods, he's usually got a lot of friends. Now, why one wants to try to live so high when he knows that it's a sin? Well, even if I could, I don't believe that I would want the riches of this old world. 'Cause when it's time to go, I'm gonna be glad just to know that I'm a poor rich man. Well, I'm a poor, poor rich man. Yes, I'm a poor rich man. Oh, you see, it really happened to me. Now I'm a millionaire. Well, I know that I am poor, but I've got a lot more than many rich folk that I know. I've got a home in the sky that money can't buy. I'm a poor rich man. I've got a home in the sky that money didn't buy. I'm a poor rich man. If you're rich in the Lord tonight, give him praise. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Praise God. Rich in the Lord. Amen. Poor in spirit. What I want to talk about tonight. From the book of St. Matthew, chapter number 5, beginning with verse number 1, if you have the word with you. Matthew 5, verse 1 through verse number 12, maybe. Amen. When you get there, just say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. What an honor. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Can we pray? Gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, Lord, for this day, for this hour, God, and for this opportunity just to come into your presence tonight. Father, I pray your blessing, I pray your anointing, God, upon each and every person here tonight. God, I pray that we'll be led by your Holy Spirit. God, I pray that you would anoint these lips of clay. God, touch this vessel tonight, God, and speak to our hearts that you would have us to hear. God, that we may be obedient to your word and to your will, and we'll be careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Turn to somebody and tell them, you are blessed.
You are blessed.
Praise God. Now turn to them and tell them like you mean it. You are blessed. You are certainly blessed. Amen. If I had a message topic tonight, and it'll probably be a short one, I just was reiterating upon the Beatitudes and just thanking God for all of His mercy and grace, and that one kind of stuck, the very first one in chapter and verse number 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
And if I had just a topic, it would be the poor rich man. And we all know the story of the rich man, and we know the story of Lazarus, and we should know the destiny of both and the ending of both, and how that it was a reversal of what the people thought. But how many knows that God knows exactly what he's doing? And I began to think about the words of Jesus. Amen. When there's a song that's come out, and I think the choir's trying to learn to sing it, talking about the red letters. How many have a Bible that denotes the red letters as the words of Christ? Amen. And when it says, verily, verily, that means listen, listen. Amen. Because God is about to tell us something. Amen. Through the words of Christ. And here he starts off after he's been up in the mountain and after he comes down. And there's a multitude of people waiting to hear the word of God, waiting to be touched by him, waiting to have their lives changed, just waiting to see this miracle performing Christ, this Messiah, the Son of God. And he begins to speak to them. Sister Brenda was talking about understanding and knowing the voice of God. We know that the prophet was in the cave, and there was a couple of demonstrations that came by, and God was not necessarily speaking through those demonstrations, the fire, the wind. But then in a still, small voice, God began to speak to the prophet. And many, many times, I think the reason he says to speak to us in a still, small voice is because we are getting too fast. We are trying to move too far ahead of the Lord without waiting on the Lord. So many, many times, he has to just calm us down, and thank God for the calming of his Holy Spirit. But here he said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Now, if we're not really in tune to what Christ is saying, it almost seems like this is something that it goes against what a Christian should be. Because listen to the song that I sang is almost an oxymoron, if you would, saying a poor rich man. How can you be poor and still rich? Well, you're not rich in the eyes of the world, but you're rich, amen, in the blessings of God. And when it comes down to it, I would choose the blessings of God over the riches of this world every single time, amen, because the riches of this world will fade away, amen. Lay up your treasure, amen, where rust can't get to it, amen. Pray up your treasures in those heavenly things, amen, and you'll be blessed for it. So here Jesus says right off the bat, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, significant of the family of Christ. Now understand, this is before the dispensation of the Holy Ghost. How many knows that the Holy Ghost came in the form of the Comforter after Jesus had died on the cross, after he ascended into heaven, and after he promised, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will send the All right. In my name, and he shall lead you and guide you, and the Holy Ghost will come and dwell within us. But here Jesus is still ministering in the form of a fleshly human being, just as you and I are. The Spirit of God housed and robed in the flesh, amen, as we call Jesus the Son of God, the Messiah. And he begins to speak to them, and he begins to tell them that if you are poor in spirit... Now, that doesn't mean that your spirit has drained low. Man, how many knows there is an indicator on your automobile? One side says E, right? One side says F, okay. Now, a lot of people like to drive on faith, and they like to drive with that needle just as low or just as close to E as it possibly can. Now, my dad was not like that. My dad would, if later on in life when I learned to drive and I had my own car, and when I would go pick Dad up and we'd go somewhere, the first thing he would do was peep over at my gas tank. He said, now, you got plenty of gas, don't you, son? I said, yeah, Daddy, I got a half a tank. He said, you better stop and get some. Because he was of the belief that a half a tank was not enough. Amen. You never know, because he grew up in a time where there wasn't gas stations on every corner. Sometimes, you know, you had an emergency, you needed a full tank of gas to get to wherever you was going. So he thought if you didn't have a full tank of gas, then you wasn't adequately prepared. And I'm so afraid there's too many Christians today that are trying to travel this spiritual road, amen, with their gas tank pointing toward E. They got just enough to get to the next service. They got just enough to get to the next prayer room, maybe just enough to carry them through. But I don't know about you. I want to be full and running over. Amen. I want it to bubble out. Amen. I want to be so full of the power of God and of his anointing, because I never know when I'm going to need that touch from the Lord. But here, the poor in spirit does not mean that you're running on an empty gas tank, okay? So let's get that out of our mind. That doesn't mean that there's anything poor about the Spirit of God that is within us. If the Spirit of God is so rich in us. Amen. It is beyond our ability and able to comprehend or fathom the greatness of the Spirit of God that He has given us. He said that you shall receive power. And I believe a lot of folks say, well, yeah, we got the Holy Ghost and we got power. Do you not understand the same virtue that went out of Jesus, He has instilled in us through the baptism of the Holy Ghost? We have power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. So it's not the power that is poor. It is not the infilling that is poor, but it is the flesh that is poor. Okay? Now it says spirit, but here's what He's talking about. He is talking about humility. He is talking about humbleness. He is talking about submissiveness. Amen. Unto the presence of God and to the power of God. So if you're poor in spirit, and one person wrote it this way, spiritually bankrupt. Now remember, this is before the dispensation of the Holy Ghost. Before the Holy Ghost came within me, I was spiritually bankrupt. Okay? I had nothing righteous about me. Attending church didn't make me righteous. Singing in the choir didn't mean I was saved. Come on. Amen. Teaching a Sunday school class didn't mean I automatically had a ticket to heaven. I was poor in spirit. And the people that Jesus was talking to was before the Spirit of the Lord came down to fill them. So they were poor in spirit. You got to understand, they had nothing to offer God. When I came to an altar of repentance, I had nothing to offer God. My goodness, my righteousness, the Bible told me, was as filthy rags. I had nothing to bargain with. The only thing that I could give Him, and I found out later, the only thing He wanted was my heart. Amen. So I gave Him my heart. Amen. And my poor spirit became a rich spirit after the infilling of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But prior here, Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Now, what does that mean, brother? Because if they were poor in spirit, they realized that they had no other way to make it to heaven except through Jesus. Because if they tried to make it in their own works, if they tried to make it in their own goodness, they knew that it would never be enough. And that's what Jesus told them. But you're going to be blessed if you're poor in spirit. Because if you're poor in spirit, then you're going to be repentive. You're going to have a broken and contrite spirit. You're going to come, amen, to the Lord. And you're going to ask the Lord to come into your life and fill you. So you will be blessed. You will be part of the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And then He goes on to say, blessed are they that mourn. If you read it just as... Like it's written, if you're reading it like a novel or reading it like a book or something, you're going to be confused with it. You got to let the Spirit of the Lord lead you and guide you and let you understand this. Blessed are you when you mourn. That doesn't make sense, does it? Except when you know Jesus. Amen. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Jesus is telling them, it's not going to be a rose garden, okay? It's not going to be a rosy path. There are going to be some times that you're going to mourn. There's going to be some times that your body's going to ache. There's going to be some times, amen, that your mind is going to be so overwhelmed with grief and sorrow. But I'm telling you, I am the comforter. And blessed are you when you mourn. Because that gives Jesus an opportunity to comfort you. And I can tell you right now from past experience, can nobody or nothing else comfort you like Jesus can comfort you. Amen. When you all else is failed, everything else you've tried, try Jesus. Amen. Understand that even through sadness and sorrow, even in sickness and in death, the Lord can still comfort us. Blessed are the meek. Many, many times I think we confuse meekness for weakness. That's not the same. Mm-mm. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Or one fellow said, greater is He that is within you than he that is against you. Amen. I like that. That's not weakness. That's meekness. Jesus had the power to call angels from heaven to deliver him, but he stood and not offered a word, amen, in his defense, and let, as a lamb was led before the slaughter, he took, amen, the abuse, he took the pain, he took the stripes. Why? Because of us. Because of not because of his guilt, but because of us. He was meek, but he was not weak. He was powerful. Amen. The Spirit of God would cause us to be meek, but the Spirit of God that is within us is never, ever weak. Amen. There, again, that great and wonderful power that the Lord instills within us. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. You know, I think we read over things so many times too fast. But ask ourselves, when's the last time we actually hungered and thirsted after righteousness? We'll hunger and thirst for revival. We'll hunger and thirst for a closer walk with God. But how about hunger and thirst for righteousness or rightness? Amen. That, and what that means is less of me and more of God. Purge me, as David said. You know, it, whatever within it is with me, purge it out. If it's not godly, if it's not submissive unto God, then get rid of that part, God. And search me and know me. Know my thoughts. And I was reading that this week where David was saying, Lord, I want you to know my thoughts. Listen, that's a powerful statement, because God already knows our thoughts. But understand, Lord, I want my thoughts to be about righteousness. I want my thoughts, I want my inner being to be about doing the right thing, living the right way, being obedient unto God, amen, being submissive to His Holy Spirit. Not only blessed are the meek, but blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. How? Because they will be filled. Let me tell you something. If you're hungry enough, you'll find something. Many, many times we're starving to death, and it's what we verbalize, but we're not starving to death. Because we open the refrigerator, and there's nothing enticing in there that we want. We close the refrigerator, and I'm starving to death, but we don't have a thing to eat. There's something in there. Come on, if you're hungering and you're thirsting for righteousness, there's something in there. Come on, you'll find something. Amen. You'll find something that'll strengthen you. You'll find something that'll get you through the bad times. You'll find something that'll lift up those hands, amen, that hang down and confirm the feeble knees. You'll find something to strengthen you if you're hungry enough, if you're thirsty enough for the power of God and the commandments and the statutes and precepts of God that we can find in His Word. There's something in there that'll fill you. There's something in there that'll cause righteousness in you. You shall be filled if you're hungry and thirsty enough. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Thank God for mercy. Can I get a testimony tonight? Thank God for mercy. We are the recipients of mercy. There's not a one of us today that is saved and living for the Lord who is not a recipient of God's mercy. We received mercy when we didn't need it, when we didn't earn it, rather. Amen. When we were not, when we were unworthy, God still had mercy on us. But He also says, blessed are the merciful. Not the ones who not only have received mercy, but the ones who are merciful to others. Come on, let's don't forget that we're Christians. Let's don't forget that Christ lives within us. Let's don't forget to love folks, amen, whether they love us back or not. That's not in there. Amen. The Bible says love your enemies and love them that spitefully use you and all that. We don't have an excuse not to love somebody. Amen. I was brought to the Lord because somebody loved me. Amen. Somebody didn't judge me. Somebody didn't put me down and turn me out and say, he's never be any good. You've tried and tried and tried. I'm just going to wash my hands with him. Somebody said, no, I'm going to pray one more prayer for him. No, I'm going to ask him one more time. I'm going to reach out to him one more time. Thank God. Blessed are the merciful, because as you extend mercy, you shall receive mercy. Amen. So let's just be Christians and do the right thing. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. It takes something to be pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. We did an entire study on that at one time. I'm not going to dwell on that too much. But I'm going to go to verse number 10, because up until this time, we've been talking about some things, amen, you know, that kind of difficult to do. But here is one thing said, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sakes, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Do you think Jesus knew what he was talking about? Do you think Jesus knew that he was going to be persecuted? I believe what he knew everything that was going to happen. I believe that when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, he knew exactly every detail of his last hours here on this earth. He knew what he was going to have to face. He knew, amen, that it wasn't going to be easy in the flesh. And he was encouraging the church. He was encouraging the children of God. He was encouraging this multitude. Now, when the Holy Ghost comes, it's going to give you power. But I want you to understand, the Holy Ghost doesn't keep you, and then listen to this, the Holy Ghost doesn't keep you from being persecuted. I wished it did, but it don't. The Holy Ghost, the power of God, did not keep Jesus Christ from being persecuted. It did not keep him from having those nails driven in his hands and his feet. It did not keep the sword from piercing his side. Amen. But the God, the Spirit of God, comforted him and rewarded him, and we shall be comforted and rewarded too. Amen. Because the Bible says plainly here, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Now, if you knew, here's the thing, don't be persecuted for doing wrong, be persecuted for living right. And we see that today. There is an all-out war against Christianity today. It's gone beyond political correctness. It's become absolutely hateful in the eyes of certain people, amen, even to hear anybody mention Jesus or declare them himself a born again believer. And you know what I'm talking about in the current events of today. But blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. If you look at these things, look at the reward that is followed up with everything after Jesus says, you're going to be part of the kingdom of God. Amen. You're going to be part of the glory of God. You're going to be part of the family of God if you suffer and go through these things that Jesus is warning them about. Then he goes on to say, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and again persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Sister Brenda, you was talking about Satan and how that he talks real fast and tries to convince us to do things. But let me tell you something, what Satan is very, very good at. He's good at bringing up things what other people have said about us. And I want to tell you, amen, we're supposed to love them folks, but that's something that's really, really hard to get over when you know you have been falsely accused. When you know you have been reviled, when you know, amen, that they have said false things about you or put you down or said all manner of lies about you, it's very, very difficult. But Jesus said, you'll be blessed. He didn't say they would be blessed. He said you would be blessed. Do you understand? And this is what I want you to comprehend. This is what makes me know that I'm a poor, poor rich man. I may be poor in spirit. I may be poor in my ability. But I am rich in the power of God. I want to tell you something that's going to, amen, it's just going to excite you because it excites me. The more they talk about you, the more blessed you are. Do you understand that? The more they put you down, the more God lifts you up. The more evil they say about you, the more the Lord puts down. And that is one of my righteous people, amen. So you're being blessed by them persecuting you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you. Blessed. You're going to be blessed. Amen. Don't get mad. Don't get even. Don't get puffed up. Say, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. There's another blessing. Oh, it's on Facebook. There's another blessing. Glory to God. Somebody left a dirty note on it. Oh, thank God. There's another blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus' words. Evil. Falsely. For my sake. And then he ends it. Pout and be exceedingly sorrowful. Are you reading with me? No, he don't say get upset. He don't say pout. He don't say get down and out. He said rejoice and be exceeding glad. Oh, glory. For great is your reward in heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. It doesn't matter what I go through down here. My reward is going to exceed that. It's going to be more than I could ever imagine. Praise God. worth everything, every persecution, every trial, every tribulation, everything that has ever come against us is going to fade away. Hallelujah. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. I got news for you, folks. You're not the first one that's ever been talked about. Amen. You're not the first one that lies have ever been told on. It's been happening. Amen. Since the very beginning of man. Hallelujah. But you know what? What's that song says? Shake it off. Shake it off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And Paul, that old viper coming out of that fire. Glory to God. You know why the viper come out of the fire? He couldn't stand the heat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's going to tell you something. When the church gets heated up, that old viper is going to come out somewhere. But you know what? He can bite all he wants to. Just shake him off. Just shake him off right back into the fire. Amen. Because the power of God is able to sustain us through persecution, through all of these evil things that will not become upon us. But rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. I'm a poor, rich man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Poor in spirit just means humble in spirit. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Amen. Put your hands together and say, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Amen. That I'm poor in spirit. Because being poor in spirit, and I don't want to be redundant, but I do want to reiterate that I had nothing and we have nothing really to offer God. What could you offer in exchange for salvation? What could you offer in exchange for eternal life? A place to go where He has prepared a wonderful place for us called heaven. There's nothing. There's not enough money on this earth, amen, that could buy that place in heaven. But because we had nothing and He had everything, amen, we came before Him poor in spirits. And He looked at that multitude. And I, you know, one place He had compassion on them and He began to heal them. But here, He just began to let them know that, you know what? The best is yet to come. There's another song that says, wait till you see. Wait till you see, amen, what the Lord has done. Glory to God. Well, when a man is rich with this world's goods, he's usually got a lot. So-called friends. And while one wants to try to live so high, when he knows that he's living in sin, here's my testimony. Well, even if I could, I don't believe that I would. I said, even if I could, I don't believe that I would want the riches of this old world. Let me tell you, I don't know the day nor the hour that I'm going to leave this walk alive. Amen. But when it's time to go, I'm going to be glad to know that I'm a poor rich man. Well, I'm a poor rich man. Yes, I'm. I've got a home in the sky. Money can't buy. Sing it one more time. Well, I'm a poor, poor rich man. Yes, I'm a poor, poor rich man. Oh, you see, it really happened to me. Now I'm a millionaire. Well, I know that I am poor, but I've got a lot more.
than many rich folk that I know. I've got a home in the sky that money can't buy. I'm a poor, poor rich man. I've got a home in the sky that money didn't buy. I'm a poor, poor rich man. Well, give me praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your promises. Lord, thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for loving us, God, when we were unlovable. Thank you for saving us, God, when there was no righteous thing in us. When we were poor in spirit and had nothing to offer, you made us become rich. Hallelujah. Rich in mercy, rich in grace, and rich in love. And we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you have a need tonight, please come. We'll pray with you before we dismiss. If you have a situation, whatever it is, this altar is always open. We'll pray with you, whether it be sickness, affliction. I serve a God who's able to do all things, exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever even ask or think. Praise.